Now, we talked about GCSE results yesterday. One of Wales's leading poets and authors isn't happy about the fact that English literature is no longer a core subject and he wants it reinstated. Owen Shears says it's very worrying that the number of pupils taking the exam has halved in 12 months.
For so many pupils, it's quite often the first time that their worlds will be expanded. And through the incredible and simple inventions of books. If it isn't a core measure, how do we know that it is being taught in depth? And how do we know that everyone is having the opportunity to access these wonderful texts, these wonderful books and poems and plays? And we simply don't. So I think it's very worrying. I know that the Assembly government are planning to revisit this and to have a review, and I very much hope that the result of that review is that it will be reinstated as a core measure.
That's Owen Shears. Well, Charlie from Newport knows the value of English literature. She's hoping to study at Harvard next year. And even though she wants to study physics, she says English literature is vital to learn skills in critical thinking.
I think it'd be very hard because your application would definitely be lacking something. And I think especially when it comes down to the Oxford University interviews, they go in and they talk about your subject. And like they ask you questions that maybe don't have a right answer, but they expect you to like think about it in a different way and just like give them your thoughts. And I think English literature definitely is something that does that too. So you're going in already with a base set of skills, which is very helpful in interviews.
Well, I've been speaking to Dr. Dimitra Fimi, who's an English literature lecturer at Cardiff Metropolitan University.
It is important in terms of heritage. It is important in terms of understanding our past and our future. It's important in terms of expressing ourselves, expressing emotions, expressing complex ideas and thinking critically, and being able to handle a long text and empathise and discuss, you know, ideas and different perspectives.
Does it have to be literature for that? What's special about literature?
I think it does, because it sort of makes you think in a different way. It gets you to put yourself in from, you know, think from the perspective of different characters in different conundrums and different dilemmas. So Iris Murdoch once said that the novel, and I suppose by extension literature, is there to prove that other people exist. I think that's quite an important thing, you know, empathy, being able to understand the perspective of people that are different to yourself is quite important. And that's what the study of literature really does. It's not just about this passive sort of reading, but it's the discussion of it. It's the understanding of motives, for example, or where a text comes from, what other text does it talk to, why does it write against, for example, something that's come before. You know, things like race, gender, quality, all of those things are addressed again and again in literature from the past and modern literature as well.
I suppose at GCSE, we're looking at 15 and 16-year-olds who, at that age, are still finding out who you are. Yeah. So I suppose it's a good thing to read about other people finding out who they are. As
Absolutely.
You say, it's about empathy.
Absolutely. Empathy, I think, is important. But also being able to critically deal with expression and language, you know, so teaching language cannot be divorced from how we use language in a text. That just the two things naturally go together. And I think for me, there's also a class issue there. We tend to think of literature as something slightly elitist, something that most of upper class people do naturally.
A bit posh,
yes, that is the sort of the perception. But that is a major, major issue, because that means that by not having it as a compulsory subject, a great part of the population of that age exactly, which is so crucial, gets excluded from having the opportunity to really try their hand on those important texts.
What happens if the children just don't enjoy reading fiction?
Fiction is one thing, but there is other kinds of writing as well. There's non-fiction, there's travel writing, there's creative non-fiction. There's this capability to be able to deal with these sorts of texts.
Would that be in a GCSE literature, then?
I think it would be. So, for example, travel writing now is very much seen as part of a literature curriculum, which wouldn't have been before. And also, I think nowadays we do look, you know, much more widely in terms of what a text is and, you know, what we read as a text and what you know, in other times would have been too popular to teach, for example, at university level, is now very much within, you know, what we expect students to be able to engage with.
Is there an element of there being an importance that children get some kind of cultural history? Because we all think,
yes.
You know, I think of when I was in school, we had to study Shakespeare and we had to do a novel and we had to do some poetry. Mm-hmm. And at least it places you in the culture that you that this country has.
It very much does. It very much does. And that's what I was sort of trying to draw attention to at the beginning with this talking about our past and our future. You know, where does our literary heritage come from? You know, how have we moved on? A text is as, you know, as important as a monument or as a cathedral or as anything, you know, like this that we consider, you know, by default as heritage of some kind. But it also pushes forward towards what we're doing now with these texts. As I was saying before, you know, some texts respond to older texts. You know, we have rewritings of traditional texts from different perspectives. Adaptation, retelling, these things have been going on, you know, in human societies forever, and that literature continues.
That's Dr. Dimitra Fimi, who's an English literature lecturer at Cardiff Metropolitan University.